Welcome back to Through the Word. Today, we'll be in the book of Joshua, jumping right in. So are you ready for some butt kicking? Because by the end of this book, you're going to be as tired as a one-legged man in a butt kicking contest. Joshua is a book about crossing the Jordan River into Canaan country and stomping us some Canaanites. The book picks up right where Deuteronomy left off, parked on the east side of the Jordan River. The problem was, God had promised them the land over on the other side of the Jordan, on the west side. Guess where they were standing? That's right, on the east side. So Joshua's calling from God was to lead the people of Israel across the river, and once there, it was time to fight for every square inch of ground, and once they took it, they had to keep it. Joshua was one of the generals when Moses led the people of Israel through the wilderness. They had to fight a few battles just to make it through the land, but when they did, they settled two tribes on the east side of the Jordan eventually, so taking that land wasn't a waste of time. But this meant that when they settled, the Jordan River would run neatly down the middle of the territory that the nine tribes shared, with eight tribes possessing the land west of the Jordan and three tribes inhabiting the land east of the river. Remember that map in the back of your Bible? Yeah, it might be time to pull that out and take a look at it. You can see the river runs through it. The book of Joshua contains some of our favorite stories. The crossing of the Jordan River, Rahab and the spies, the Battle of Jericho, and some not-so-favorite stories. The Senate Ai and the land being divided with the threat of a civil war. But overall, it's a book about victory. It's about trusting God to fight for us and having the courage to enter the battle before us in the fight of faith. You see, God doesn't do all the fighting, but he fights alongside and even through us. All right, it's clobbering time. Let's jump into the fray. The book is attributed to Joshua, but no author is actually named. It's certainly about Joshua, but we don't know who actually wrote it. And the events took place somewhere between 1406 BC and 1399. The book centers around war and the various campaigns, and since the first war started as soon as they crossed Jordan from the east side, the campaigns are split between northern, western, and southern campaigns. Once they crossed over, the first fortress city they encountered was the city of Jericho, and y'all know what happened there. Here's a quick breakdown of the book. Chapters 1 and 2 are about Joshua's calling, mobilizing Israel's army, and sending spies over to scout out the city of Jericho for the first battle. Chapter 3 and 4 are about crossing the Jordan River and worshiping God on the other side. Chapter 5 is about consecrating the Israelites as a holy army and observing all God commanded them, such as Passover and circumcision. Then, Chapter 6 is where we finally get a fightin'. A resounding victory in Chapter 6 happens when they miraculously take the city of Jericho, with God's help. And it's followed, unfortunately, in Chapter 7 by a stunning defeat after one of the captains of the armies disobeys God and decides to steal an idol because it's so valuable. He hides it in his tent, and after getting their tails handed to them in the next battle, Joshua knows that something's wrong, and like a detective solving a mystery, he sleuths out the culprit and executes him in Chapter 8. Thus, Chapter 9 begins the southern campaign where the defeat of the Amorites and their getting deceived by the Gibeonites happen back to back. And we learn a valuable lesson to consult God before we do anything from that moment on. And it's always helpful when you get to look over the shoulder of anyone else in the Bible and learn from their mistakes, because trust me, you and I are going to make our own. But by the end of Chapter 10, the Israelites take another valuable city fortress. You've probably heard of it before. It's called Jerusalem, kind of an important place in the rest of Israel's history. Then Chapter 11 and 12 center on the southern and northern campaigns and review the battles fought and what God did for them. Then in Chapter 13 through 21, we have a brand new section where Joshua, a little bit aged and a little bit on in years and a little bit creaky in his bones, performs the unpopular task of dividing up the land between the 12 tribes. And if you want to talk about people fighting over pieces of pie, wait for this to happen. Because in Chapter 22, we see the looming threat of a civil war and a future kingdom divide when the kingdom will later, after David's reign, split into two. But for the moment, Joshua manages to hold it all together and to mend the seams. But that thread's going to be tearing over the next few hundred years. And finally, in chapter 23 and 24, Joshua, like his predecessor, friend and mentor Moses, gives his farewell speech. And like an old 80s video game Mortal Kombat, I give you the last thing many of us heard before we ended up on the wrong end of the finishing move of a lethal combo, or emerged victorious on the other side like Joshua. Ready? Fight!
Thanks for joining us for today's audio guide. You can find this chapter and hundreds more on the Through the Word app and website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.